This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, Barbados set to receive additional funding from the International Monetary Fund. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris vows a sustained fight for national progress despite her election defeat. The Barbados Council for the Disabled pleased about plans for the construction of a new respite center and residential facility. And a police officer shot and killed in Trinidad and Tobago. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has revealed that it has reached a staff-level agreement with government that could secure millions of U.S. dollars in funding. This follows discussions on the implementation of the Barbados Economic Recovery and Transformation Plan, BERT 2022, supported by the IMF under the Extended Fund Facility. A delegation from the IMF, headed by Mission Chief Michael Perks, concluded its seven-day visit to the island yesterday. In a news briefing, Mr. Perks expressed satisfaction with the island's economic growth, despite various shocks it has faced in recent years.
I'm happy to report that after very productive discussions with the authorities over the last week or so, we've reached a staff-level agreement on the completion of the fourth reviews of the EFF and RSF arrangements. We expect this to go to our executive board for consideration sometime in December. We're very pleased to see that the Barbadian economy is continuing to grow strongly after the multiple shocks of recent years. There's a lot of dynamism that's clear in the economy, particularly in the tourism and construction sectors. It's also good to see that inflation continues to slow after a period of stubbornly high inflation in past years, and this has obviously been helped by a decline in international commodity prices and some domestic service prices too. Encouragingly, the external position also continues to strengthen. The things we look at, we see the current account deficit has narrowed further, and international reserves remain very strong, continuing to support the exchange rate peg.
He explained that the completion of the reviews will allow government to draw the equivalent of $19 million under the EFF arrangement and approximately $38 million under the Resilience and Sustainability Facility arrangement. He added that Barbados's program performance continues to be robust and noted that progress has also been made in mobilizing climate financing.
Let me now turn to program performance. I think in a nutshell, it remains very strong. All quantitative targets for June and September have been met. Importantly, the government also looks well on track to meet this year's fiscal targets after strong performance in the first half of the fiscal year. The strong performance has been recognised recently as well in the upgrading by some of the credit rating agencies, so more positive news there. Let me also mention that since the last review, the authorities have made significant progress in mobilising climate finance to support the ambitious climate agenda. In particular, the new debt for climate conversion, supported by development partners, is set to generate significant savings for upfront green investment.
Mission Chief with the International Monetary Fund, Michael Perks. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has vowed to keep fighting for national progress after conceding defeat in Tuesday's general election. In her first speech following the announcement of the election results, Ms. Harris says that she has already reached out to congratulate President-elect Trump on his victory.
Now I know folks are feeling and experiencing a range of emotions right now, but we must accept the results of this election. Earlier today, I spoke with President-elect Trump and congratulated him on his victory. I also told him that we will help him and his team with their transition and that we will engage in a peaceful transfer of power. A fundamental principle of American democracy is that when we lose an election, we accept the results. That principle, as much as any other, distinguishes democracy from monarchy or tyranny. And anyone who seeks the public trust must honor it.
She said she remains committed to the country's future.
While I concede this election, I do not concede the fight that fueled this campaign. The fight for freedom, for opportunity, for fairness, and the dignity of all people. A fight for the ideals at the heart of our nation, the ideals that reflect America at our best. That is a fight I will never give up.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris. The Barbados Council for the Disabled says it's pleased with Prime Minister Mia Mottley's announcement of plans to construct a new respite centre and residential facility for adults of that community. Ms. Mottley made the disclosure during debate on a resolution on the National Policy for Improving the Lives of Persons with Disabilities earlier this week. Operations Manager with the Council, Roseanne Tudor, says they're optimistic that these plans will become a reality.
This is something that the Barbados Council of Disabled and its members have been really working for years to try and achieve. That's just one of the goals. This respite facility will provide not only training opportunities for young adults, but it would also provide a lot of respite for parents who continuously have to be affected by not being able to function in their daily lives. It's something that we have been calling for, we have planned for, we even developed proposals for. To hear the government speaking and promising that this will become a reality, I think parents with children with disabilities will be very enthusiastic.
She added that they would also like to see harsher fines implemented for people who park in spaces allotted for people with disabilities.
One of the areas that we are hoping to see come a reality to is the increase in the fines and the penalties for parking in a disabled parking space. Right now, it continues to be abused by the public. The majority are really adhering to it, but there are too many people still abusing this, and we need to have a strong deterrent to send a message that this space is not a privilege, it's a necessity. And the only way that can be done is, one, by monitoring, and two, by increasing the fine.
Operations Manager of the Barbados Council for the Disabled, Roseanne Tudor. Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strawn, has urged economists of the region to develop solutions from their research to ensure citizens of the region can make better financial decisions in order to see significant returns from their investments. Mr. Strawn made the appeal as he joined Central Bank Governor Dr. Kevin Greenidge's call to exercise caution in participating in quick money scams or Ponzi schemes. He was speaking at the opening of the Central Bank's 55th Money Studies Conference at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Center.
In the building of resilience for the Caribbean, that we too can deliver prosperity and genuine investment returns for our citizens. Because you've heard our governor, I've spoken to it in the past, too many of our citizens today are falling prey to Ponzi schemes and all types of online scams that bear absolutely no relation to anything that is happening in the real world.
He stressed that people cannot afford to make bad decisions given the economic and climatic challenges in the region.
The reality of it is we are facing significant headwinds, and our citizens across the region can ill afford to lose hard-earned money on very fickle online scams and schemes. And therefore, the challenge, how do we create across this region genuine opportunities for building resilience against the climate crisis such that our social and economic resilience as well as financial resilience is assured for the future?
That's Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strawn. And finally, in Trinidad and Tobago, police said one of their colleagues was shot and killed and another wounded during a shootout with gunmen in southwestern Trinidad yesterday. Police said that one of the gunmen was also shot and killed. He's yet to be identified. They said Constable Krishna Banahar from the Southwestern Police Division was pronounced dead at the hospital and that his colleague has been hospitalized. Initial reports indicate that Banahar and his colleague were on duty on the outskirts, of Point Fortin, when gunmen shot at them, hitting both officers. Police said that a search is underway for the other suspect. Recapping the headlines. Barbados in line for additional funding from the International Monetary Fund. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris vows a sustained fight for national progress despite her election defeat. The Barbados Council for the Disabled pleased about plans for the construction of a new respite center and residential facility, and a police officer shot and killed in Trinidad and Tobago. That was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.